This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. February and March are the peak time for winter recreation like dog mushing, snow machining, ski, and other snow-dependent activities. So I wanted to check in with you, Rick, on how Alaska's doing snow-wise so far this winter.
Over a large part of Alaska, snowpack is running below normal. There are places that are doing better, in particular the south side of the Brooks Range, and also some areas on the south side of the Alaska Range are actually near or even above normal. But large portions of the central and southeast interior are significantly below normal. Almost everywhere has less snow than last year. Same in south central Alaska with low snowpack in the Copper River Basin, as well as in the Anchorage area and the Kenai Peninsula. Snowpack not quite as low as some years recently at low elevations. Mountain snow, though, quite low.
So in terms of the patterns we typically see from this point in the winter onward, how conducive are they or not to chances of significant snow?
As we move into the late winter and spring, the storm track tends to shift south. Alaska tends to be well north of the jet stream, and over almost all of mainland Alaska, either March or April is the driest month of the year. In the Alaska Range and in south central, those areas can get more snow in the spring than the interior, but again, odds at this point strongly favor a dry spring.
And lots of sunshine. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.